with a relatively new field, one of the issues that you also see is, which will be a problem that we have seen with the recent issues too in staffing, is, okay, so we have this computer science program and it does well. Next year, maybe we get one or two more sections. Can you hire someone for 40% to come in? No. So you have to find other spots. And so you need to have a teacher that can do computer science and math, or computer science and science, or computer science, engineering, and robotics, and have a position that has three things that someone needs to come in and teach now. Because this computer science gets bigger every year, but not by a big leap, you can't just hire a computer science teacher. You have to hire a computer science teacher that is also okay with doing one or two other things, which can be a tall, heavy, hard thing to do. There's a teacher shortage just nationally in every discipline, but there's also a shortage in computer science jobs. So there's a shortage all the way around, which is particularly interesting for computer science. And so the private industry gets to say, hey, there's a shortage. I'm just going to throw money at the problem until I get my spots filled. So that's a problem when it comes to public education, is getting someone qualified to take up the position of computer science teacher. I mean, you asked about my position here. I have four teaching jobs.
Yeah. In the district?
No, outside the district as well. So this is one job that I have. Then I work at colleges and universities nearby. And, you know, with four jobs, I'm still not making as much as I could in industry. And so to have someone come in, that's going to be a problem in the future as we expand computer science and computer science education. To get qualified people to give up those things, you either need to really want to be a teacher, or there needs to be something else. And schools offer lots of security and promise of growth, but it's hard to tell a 20-year-old to take a big pay cut and be a teacher when they could make a lot more and be an engineer. So it's going to be a big issue as we go forward, just as a society in every school, and I'm not sure there's an answer for it. Do you guys know how people become teachers?
Teaching degrees.
So that's if you go into college and you know you're going to want to be a teacher, right? So you can get a credential and go through a teaching program. If you're already gone through college and you already have a job, how do you then become a teacher? You have to enroll in a teaching program and get, you know, it's usually about a 2-year process to then get a teaching credential after you've already graduated from college. So in that 2 years, there's a lot of steps that you have to go through. And you have to be, most people are in the classroom for a year without pay before they can get their teaching credential. So that's hard for people to leave industry and become a teacher. Well, when I came in for teaching, they had classes already running at Gunn with curriculum. So I was able to grab curriculum from there, and every teacher shared, which was nice. Got to build curriculum on my own. Also looking at different professional development opportunities. Google's a really good one. Infosys, like a lot of big companies, Amazon, are recognizing that there's a problem. They're not going to have enough CS teachers and to fill demand for CS classes, and they need more students taking CS classes so that they can continue their business. So they're putting some money into the CS education, which has been great. You got organizations like code.org that are doing a lot of good work. California does have standards for computer science, and so you can build off of those as well. It would be nice if we had, you know, more people signing up for computer science earlier. The earlier, the better, so that they can fill those jobs that are projected in the future to go unfilled. what will happen in the future if those jobs don't get filled, I don't know. But I mean, even like ESPN has, they're doing lots of computer science, just looking at sporting games and events, doing lots of detailed analysis and breakdowns. So people need to be there for that. And then it keeps expanding. So it's going to be a big problem going forward. But luckily, we do have big initiatives going through, and more high schools and more colleges offering more and more computer science education.
What's PAUSD do to address this?
Well, we do have, well, at the high school level, we do have a pathway, which is, and that pathway has been going strong for a while now, a lot longer than most people have even had computer science at their schools. So we offer students a nice 3 to 4 year path, depending on when they want to enter into computer science, which is far and above most high schools anywhere, which is really nice. We're seeing computer science, there's dedicated computer science teachers at the middle schools. There's classes in like the wheel and stuff that kids take for computer science. We're even seeing integration into the younger levels. So starting as early as possible, obviously not like programming Python and Java like you guys have, but starting smaller, and even just, you can even do no computer coding, but just that process of algorithmic thinking and problem solving, super important. And they're doing that at very young ages too. So we have a lot of good things for students here in this district. Students are very lucky here to have such a strong pathway in elementary, middle, and high school. And I hope more take advantage of it. But it is going to be a bigger national issue.